Right. Who can tell me, I'll tell you what, how many of you had something extra that was yummy with your breakfast this morning? My boys didn't, because they didn't think about it. What did you have that was extra with your breakfast? She had Cocoa Pops. That wasn't quite where I was going, but thank you, Maisie.
I had milk.
You had milk, okay. What did you have that went with your breakfast?
Chocolate.
Chocolate for breakfast! Chocolate for breakfast! What are you feeding your daughter? I mean, you should be ashamed. Not. Anybody else have chocolate with their breakfast this morning? How times have changed. We didn't have chocolate, did we? Just had a little picture. What did the chocolate come out of? An advent calendar. Now, here comes a tricky question, because it's not a simple answer, I'm afraid. Who knows what advent is about? It's a countdown to Christmas. That's definitely part of it. So what are we doing during Advent? What are we thinking about, apart from eating extra chocolate before all that extra food at Christmas? What are we doing during Advent? What's happening, or what are we... Who said that? What did you say? Waiting. Advent's all about waiting. Yep. Getting ready, preparing. For getting ready and preparing for Christmas. Well, did you know that Advent's about more than waiting for Christmas? Advent is about two things. It reminds us of God's promise to his people. They waited a long time to see that promise. Hundreds of years. God promised that he would send Jesus. So we remember that God promised to send his son. So we celebrate when Jesus was born, but we're also waiting for something else. We're waiting for the day when Jesus will come back again. So for us, we get two lots of waiting. We get the waiting that reminds us of God's people waiting for Jesus to be born, and we get the waiting for the day when Jesus comes back again. Because the word Advent comes from a word that talks about Jesus coming again. So we have to wait. And St. Paul, in his letter to Rome, to the church, to the Christians in Rome, said, we're nearer now than when we first started. Well, if that was true in AD 60-something, I think in 2013 it's even more true. We're a whole lot closer to that day. Although Jesus also said no one knows when that's going to be. So we have to wait. But what kind of waiting it is? Can you tell me places where you have to wait? At home. Mum? At the airport. That family knows a lot about waiting at airports. Sarah? Post office queue. Anywhere else we wait? Dentists. Doctors. Sorry, Miriam. Bus stop.
Traffic lights.
McDonald's. Go on, Helen. When they put you on hold on the phones. Big popular roller coaster rides. Yes, you wait. And you wait. Go on, Maisie. Train stations. Anywhere we haven't said?
Chinese.
School. Got somewhere?
Chinese.
At the Chinese. There's an awful lot of food coming out here, you know. Last one then, James. You've got a Lego advent calendar. So you don't get any chocolate. You're getting Lego figures. So you're having to wait for them. You've got two?
I've got one with Lego figures and I've got
one with chocolate. One with Lego and with chocolate. I don't know. The one with Lego's all yours. Okay. Do you like waiting?
No.
Is it nice waiting for a bus at the bus stop in the pouring rain? Or do you like waiting for Christmas, for time with your family, and nice food, and something else? What else do we wait for at Christmas?
For your dinner.
For your dinner. What was the other word I was after?
Presents.
So is that a nice waiting?
No.
How many of you are all going to sleep and go to bed when you should do for the next 24 nights? So what can we do while we wait? Well, I'll tell you what, I've bought most of my presents. I've started tidying the house, though you wouldn't believe it, for when the relatives come. So I think I'm just going to wait for Christmas now.
Okay.
After all, just 3 weeks, 3 days, 13 hours, and my watch just stopped. And 19 minutes to go. So I'm just going to sit here and wait. On a squeaky chair. Only 3 weeks, 3 days, 13 hours, 18 and a half minutes to go. Is that any good? Am I going to get anything done?
Yes!
So do we think that kind of waiting is fairly useless, really? So how about I get someone else to help me? You see, waiting for Jesus isn't about twiddling our thumbs and doing nothing. It's also not running around like headless chickens. Honest. We've been learning about discipleship for the last few weeks, about what it means to follow Jesus. And it isn't about sitting still doing nothing. While we're waiting, we're traveling too. So Advent is about waiting, but it's also about traveling. So a life lived with Jesus. So I need a family. Now, where am I going to find a family? I've already primed my family. So I need Steve, and I need Wendy, and I need Alice, and I need Tom, and I need Martha, because they're going on a journey. Don't sit in it yet. Just come and stand at the front for me. That's fine. Just stand. Don't get in yet. No, you can't get in the car yet. You're not ready for your journey. No. So, you have a journey to make. It's Christmas Day. You have a 2-hour drive to lunch with your parents?
Yeah.
With your parents. So, and you're staying overnight. So what do you need to do before you set off? Well, I think everyone's got something to do. I think even Martha and Tom have something to do. It's quite simple. They just have to do what they're told when they're told. Should be a doddle, really, shouldn't it? So before the journey, Steve has to check the car is safe and ready. Now, I couldn't find my fuel can, but we have got something to check the tyres with. So the tyres, okay, so that's Steve's job. And then Wendy and Steve, I'm assuming, I'm too many stereotypes here, have to pack for the journey.
That's a bit nice.
And, and then arrange for someone to, so we need to feed the cats. So we've got nappies and a suitcase and a cat bowl. And you need nappies. And what else do we do? Oh, yes, and Alice, are you ready for this, Alice? Alice needs to make sure she has what she needs. So she needs a phone, your phone, your charger. And then Alice, are you ready for this? Alice has to help whenever she's asked. So we've been waiting, but we've also been getting ready for our journey, and now we can start. Are we ready to get in the car now?
Ready.
We're going to load things into the boot. There's your boot for you. Now, we need to get the tinies into their car seats, because safety is important. And then I've seen this happen. Then Alice has to squeeze into the car between the two car seats. What's the favourite nursery rhyme at the moment?
Ooh, twinkle, twinkle, probably.
Twinkle, twinkle. Okay. So we need to strap the children in. Then Steve needs to lock the house while Alice tries to squeeze in. Then you need to get into the car. Seatbelts on. Alice, seatbelt. Steering wheel. And then we need to make sure, very important, that the nursery rhymes are playing. So when I press this button in a minute, twinkle, twinkle, little star needs to start to keep the children ready. Okay, ready? We're going to press the button. Button pressed. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well done. So this is fine while the music carries on. We haven't got to that yet. We're getting there. So we're on our way. So everyone has responsibilities, even in the car. Martha and Tom is to sit there, do what they're asked when they're told. Alice gets to sit there and keep Tom and Martha happy and not wind them up. Wendy gets to make sure the nursery rhymes keep playing. Steve, you need to look at the road. So we're waiting and travelling and everything's going just fine and peachy. Uh-oh. No, it's not. Tom's not happy. Martha needs a toilet. Daddy, the toilet, Daddy.
You need a toilet.
No. And Alice's question. Alice, can you work out what question you need to be asking? Are we nearly there yet? Into every journey there comes some challenges. But after calming down, having driven away from home, stopping at the vicarage, they did get as far as the first services. They're back on their way. Each person has a different responsibility on this journey. Even the tinies. They're part of the family. They've got to stay safe in their seatbelts, even if that's all they have to do. Everybody has something to do on this journey. They're still waiting. They haven't got to where they're going, but they're also travelling. Now, shall we let them get there? Shall we let them arrive? I think they've just arrived at Granny and Grandad's house, and they can probably stop the engine, put the handbrake on, and get out of the car. Let me take your steering wheel.
Thank you very much.
Tom would like to stay there, please.
Well done. We're there. Well done.
Can we give them a round of applause? Thank you very much, guys. Well done, Martha. Advent is about reminding us that we're waiting. Just as God's people waited for many centuries to see God's promise happen, for him to send his son on that first Christmas. So we are also waiting for when Jesus comes back, when heaven comes. And just as many people traveled for that first Christmas, Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, the shepherds down from the fields, the wise men from a faraway country, so we are traveling on an adventure of faith with Jesus, sharing the news that God loves us and everybody else, that Jesus came as a baby and died as a man, because he loves us. So this Advent, remember why we wait. Remember that we are traveling. Thank God that he's kept his promise to send Jesus the first time, and trust God to keep his promise that Jesus will return. So when someone asks you this week about Advent, you have two words. What are the two words? The first one is
waiting,
and the second one is traveling. Thank you very much. If you'd like to go back to your seats, I have a poem to read for us to think about waiting.
And the third one is chocolate.
And the third one is not chocolate, James. So a chance to be still and to put your hands somewhere where they won't fidget. A poem about waiting. Waiting. A young girl waiting to be given to her husband. Waiting also for her time to come, for her child to be born. A son, so the angel said. A saviour? Waiting on a donkey while her betrothed seeks a roof and a bed and a place for his bride to give birth. God's son, so the angel said. The saviour. Waiting. Shepherds waiting on a hillside, waiting for dawn, waiting for the light, waiting for wolves to take unwary sheep. Waiting, not for the angelic host, for these men and boys do not know what is coming. They have not yet seen the light which illuminates heaven. Waiting. Two prophets waiting in the temple court, waiting for hope, waiting for revelation. Waiting with a promise that they will see salvation's dawn before their own day ends. Waiting, yet hardly daring to believe the time is soon. Waiting, a chosen nation waiting, waiting for redemption, waiting for liberation, waiting for the oppressors to be cast down by the conquering Messiah, who will come on a white horse and break slavery's yoke forever. But waiting not for God's anointed, but a man made hope and saviour. Waiting. God is waiting. Waiting to speak the living word. Waiting to break into human history and make it whole. Waiting for the moment of salvation to arrive. God waits. And heaven falls silent with wondering anticipation. And then he speaks. And salvation's light shines through unfocused eyes. The gentle touch is reserved for a mother's embrace. Truth becomes a reality in a shed full of straw. The word becomes flesh and dwells in a manger. And dreams of a cross and an empty tomb. Waiting. God's people waiting. Waiting for the promised second dawn. Waiting for the return. Waiting for eternity. Waiting for the day when sin and death will be forever banished and every tear will be dried by the hand of God. Waiting for the day when we shall see him face to face and know in full what is now hidden. Waiting. God waits, and heaven falls silent with wondering anticipation. And then he speaks.